No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Today, we got LPB Pooty on the podcast. I'm feeling the music. How you doing, man?
I'm good. What's up, man?
Chilling, man. Just clocking in some interviews and everything. I've been spending a lot of time listening to music. The shit is it's going crazy, and you're super talented, so I'm hyped that we're in here.
Appreciate it.
For sure. So, Florida. Talk to me about your upbringing exactly. What city are we talking about again?
I'm from Orlando, West Orlando.
Okay.
Carver Shore is where I'm from, though. You know what I'm saying? It's a little neighborhood in West Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
I really, like, you know what I'm saying, started rapping, when I say, like, since I was a kid. There's a couple artists, like, you probably know, like, Whoop and D-Boy and all the, like, the older artists that I was listening to growing up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was in the streets, too, at the time, too. So I was playing sports and being, like, you know, a hothead back then in school, too.
Really?
So I was, like, doing everything, really.
You was a hothead in school?
I ain't gonna lie, I was.
That's were just fighting every day or what?
I used to get in fights just to be, you know what I'm saying? All kind of shit, I ain't gonna lie. I used to miss school, do all kind of stuff. I ain't gonna lie. A lot of hot shit back then.
That's funny because I feel like a lot of times when I talk to the younger generation of rappers that they don't really, from Florida specifically, they don't really like know anything older than like Kodak. Like it's kind of like that's where like rap started to a lot of the generation of Florida kids.
I've been doing it before that, but I wasn't really actually like recording into a studio. I used to record off of like my phone and shit like that.
Right.
I used to like go in the closet and lock myself in there and like keep the sound in there, you know what I'm saying? Record off my phone and shit. Then I would start like posting little freestyles on social media, like MySpace and Facebook and shit like that.
Mm.
I went viral on that, and that what kind of like really like made me want to, you know what I'm saying, start getting into the rap shit, really, like going to the studio. I started going to the studio like I was like 16, 17, around that time.
So when you say you went viral, what year are we talking when you first started to get some traction?
My first viral one was the Bad and Bougie freestyle.
Oh,
all right. That had to be like 2015.
Right.
2015, 2016, around that time.
Definitely.
Posted that bitch on Facebook and got like 4 million views on it.
And did you have anybody fucking with your career who was like a bigger artist or anything, or was it just you doing your thing?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of artists, like big artists reached out, because after I did the Bad and Bougie shit, Offset reached out, you know what I'm saying? I was young as hell, you know what I'm saying, just rapping and shit. I ain't have nothing going on at the time, you know what I'm saying? So I wasn't, like, really, like, in the music shit, really. I just did it, and the freestyle took off, and I was like, damn, I might as well.
Mm.
And then people was reaching out. A lot of people was reaching out, you know what I'm saying? That was about it, really.
Definitely. So when you say you're in the streets, like, did you grow up in a crazy-ass neighborhood? Was all this shit just right in front of you from day one?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. One of my dad homeboys, you know what I'm saying? He got killed behind some bullshit that was going on at the neighborhood park.
Wow.
An older kid had done swung on one of my little cousins or some shit like that. And then a guy came by, drove by, and he was shooting. You know what I'm saying? I was right there.
Really?
I was like probably like 10, 9 around that time. So I seen all this shit happen.
That's the craziest shit when I like... For those who don't know, Florida's kind of on fire right now in terms of a lot of activity right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of this shit, when I'm reading these stories and seeing videos and stuff, I'm like, bro, there was kids around. Like, it's pretty crazy that people, like, just are down to make it happen regardless.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Shit rough out there right now.
Do you think that traumatized you as a kid to a certain extent, or did that change how you thought about life after going through that?
No, not really. At the time, I ain't know what the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit. I don't know, bro. You know what I'm saying? I done seen all kind of shit. So that shit ain't really scare me or nothing either, really. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was just, like, when it happened, you know, they made us leave and shit. It was like, oh, the body was just laying there. It was just like, I seen blood, but it wasn't, like, nothing, like, too crazy. Like, I don't know. I didn't think it was crazy at the time. I probably was just, like, fuck it.
Right.
Yeah.
You listen to enough rap music that you're like, well, I was ready for this kind
of. I didn't even really around that time. I can't say I was ready for it because I didn't know what was going on. You know what I'm saying? I was young, but I seen it. I remember it. Now I'm old enough to know what's going on. Like, he was dead in front of me. You know what I'm saying?
And that's crazy for a kid to see that. But also, to a degree, like, the culture and everything kind of makes you feel like this is something that you should feel like is not that out of the ordinary.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't know if it was wrong or right at the time. You know what I'm saying? So that was, shit was crazy.
For sure. So, okay, you start having success with that record or that freestyle, how do you like go about trying to take your career more serious? You have rappers trying to sign you, you have managers trying to get in touch.
Offset had them reached out, and then that's like probably a year or two before I got with my management that I'm with now, Tight Work Management. Before they reached out, Sean Cotton was trying to manage me from Say Cheese. A couple other like promoters from my city, like who was doing like big shows and shit with other artists, they was trying to get into the managing world. Mm. They was trying to make me like their first artist and shit like that. And Offset reached out, tried to sign me. Then I also talked to Pee Wee Longway, reached out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Pee Wee Longway reached out.
Where's my blue M&Ms I just had? I don't know. I don't really want them, but I did have them before.
Yeah. Pee Wee tried to reach out, you know what I'm saying? Who else?
Why didn't these deals work out? Like the Offset thing, you were so hyped on it at first. How come it didn't work out?
When he wrote me, I was like, you know what I'm saying? I was chill about it. I wasn't even on Instagram. It was a fake page. Somebody had the Instagram page that I got now. It was a fake page created by somebody else.
And he was hollering at it?
Yeah, and he was like, bro, Quavo, you know, I mean, Offset DM'd me. I'm like, he was like, you want the page and shit? And I'm like, yeah, I get it. He sent me information and shit. And I got into the page and I was responding back to him and shit. But it was like, he was talking through somebody else, thinking that it was me, you know what I'm saying? But they never said nothing crazy, like, oh, I'll sign or nothing like that. But they was like texting them back every now and then. Then it was like, bro, they hadn't reached out to me because I never had an Instagram. Like, that was like 2017, around that time.
This is how new the shit was that you weren't even really thinking about, like, oh, I got to be on all this shit.
Yeah. And then, like, I was just on Facebook, around that time. I don't even got a Twitter or none of that. Still, to this day, I don't got a Twitter.
Wow, that's good. You can avoid a lot of bullshit by staying off there.
But, yeah, so, boom, I hadn't got the page from the – I still don't know who the guy that made it, you know what I'm saying? He gave me the page, and I went to the DMs. It was all kind of blue checks in there, like, you know what I'm saying, reaching out, talking
about
it.
Oh, wow. That's cool that it was a fan that was cool about it and wasn't trying to just finesse people.
Yeah, that was crazy. He still ain't never tell me who he was, and we ain't even talk after that. He just was like, bro, I'm gonna give you the information. You could change the password, change the email and everything.
Right.
And I did that, and it was just that, you know what I'm saying? But around the time they reached out, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never push on through a deal because I was fresh into it. I ain't have management. I ain't know nothing about signing a deal, you know what I'm saying? I was just freestyle. I ain't had the music for it. I was just did that little freestyle. I ain't recording the studio or nothing.
But people saw
the
potential. They were like, this kid's got something, yeah.
Yeah, so then, like, around that year, I kind of, like, got into the studio. I started recording. I had linked up with my management that I'm with now through a friend. He had done, he was like, man, I got the right people for you, you know what I'm saying? If you willing to meet them, talk to them, and see what they talking about, I think you should fuck with them. Mm. I did, though. Like, it took a couple months. And I had to actually deal like a little management deal with them. I had my mom look into it and shit like that too. So I was straight on that. I was like 17 around the time. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Through all of that, I was I had got put on probation. I was catching charges and shit.
Oh, what'd you get caught up for?
I got fucked up for a burglary when I was like 17. I was in 12th grade at the time. Mm. I was almost done with school, dropped out. You know what I'm saying? Like, because the police used to come pick me up from school all the time, and I ain't want to keep getting picked up. So I had to stop going to school. Then I was, like, doing a little rapping shit, you know what I'm saying? So I had to give, like, the studio all my time now, you know what I'm saying? Because I was in the street still around the time when I got with my management and shit. I was like, fuck it, this ain't what it was. Then I want to say, like, a year into the management deal, I had signed I got put on probation for, like, 3 years. It was a dope probation now, you know what I'm saying? Like, my charges got weighed over to adult charges. I was 17.
Oh, wow.
So I've been on papers for, like, since that time up to, like, February, this year. I just got off, like,
just got
February.
Off
everything.
My experience is that the cops in Florida are, like, worse than any cops I dealt with in almost anywhere else.
Yeah. Florida bang a lot of bullshit. Bang a lot. They don't fuck up. But I got fucked. I didn't even get fucked up where I'm from. I got fucked up in another county. Like, I was on the road, like, doing shit and got fucked up. You
right.
know what I'm saying? In Florida, but it wasn't my county.
So you had a label deal and you were having songs go viral, but you were still fucking around? You had to get a short-term bag there?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't even doing shows and nothing like that yet. You know what I'm saying? Paying for studio time and shit. But then again, like, I ain't had the money for all that, so I had to figure out a way how to, you know what I'm saying, get my own bread while I can. But the rap shit was, like, there, but I just ain't seize the moment at the time.
Right.
So I was like, You know what I'm saying?
But how long did you get locked up for? Or was it all probation?
Nah, that whole time was me probation, but I kept going to jail between the years. But before that, I got fucked up. I was locked up for like 6 months, you know what I'm saying, juvenile.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, I had done did like a year on community control, like on house arrest. I had to stay home for a whole year.
Right.
In the first bid, like in the first year of me signing papers. I completed that. And then, like right when I was about to like get off, like community control, I had done caught a violation. Fucked around, I got caught up with a gun charge.
Uh-huh.
This was back in 2020, last year. So I caught the gun charge.
Where'd they catch you with a gun?
Where I was. I was in my city, matter of fact, leaving my show. It was like you know what I'm saying, a year after I did community control, but it was like a fresh start for me. Like, now I'm free. I'm not on income order, not on house arrest. So now I could walk around, but I'm still on probation. You know what I'm saying? Do what I do. I got caught up with a gun charge after my show. That shit got thrown out. It was bullshit. Then, you know, that year passed. Well, last year, I had ended up, I had got shot too last year, though. I ain't gonna lie. I got shot of me being, I had a curfew my whole time, me being on probation too. So that was, I had a lot of bullshit going on while I was on probation.
Holding you back from probably taking your career where you wanted to be able to take it?
Yeah, so after me completing a house arrest, now I got a curfew at 10 o'clock. I got to be home at 10.
Mm.
Fucked around and, like, you know what I'm saying? I was out of my yard, like, right after a funeral. Like, I just had lost a close friend, too.
Wow.
Like, in April last year. And I got shot, like, the day of the funeral.
That night. Drive-by?
Yeah, drive-by. Somebody drove by, shot up my house. And then, you know what I'm saying? So after all that bullshit happened, the Dress It song came out. Well, I dropped the Dress It on my birthday in 2019.
Uh-huh.
But, you know what I'm saying, it took off in April last year.
Where'd you get shot, and how bad was it?
I got hit in my back twice, like my lower back. But they said like it was, I only felt one shot, but they said I got two wounds back there. I don't recall getting hit the second time, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But it ain't, like, it shocked me, but it wasn't like, no bad pain. Like, I thought it was gonna be worse than what it was.
Right.
I was like,
I'm guessing it didn't hit your spine or anything.
Yeah. Good thing. But my leg went out on me. I tried to get up and walk. That's how I knew I was shot. I tried to get up and walk and I couldn't move it. I'm like, what the fuck?
How surprised would you say that you were when you got shot that time though? Like, were you aware that you had issues with people?
Nah, not really. But when I was in my yard, though, I ain't gonna lie, and I was in the car, actually. I tried to climb out of the car, tried to get up. When I was walking, I felt like shit. I'm like, damn, because at first I thought it was fireworks.
Oh, wow.
So I thought it was fireworks, because I'm like, who the fuck shooting fireworks? But it was gunshots. I realized that, and I tried to take cover, and I got hit. Got out, you know what I'm saying? After they pulled off, my one of my homeboys had to help me out, you know what I'm saying? I was telling them, put me down. I was scared I was gonna be paralyzed because my leg, I couldn't feel that bitch for nothing.
Holy fuck.
Like, my left one, so I'm like, I'm tripping. I got a paralyzed homeboy, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So I was tripping by that. So I'm like, damn, put me down, nigga. So he had to draw me down, like, he trying to stand me up. That bitch almost collapsed. He grabbed me again, like, oh shit. And I picked me up and carried me in the house. I couldn't move that bitch, but I was straight though. Like, I ain't cry or nothing like that. It just, I was really tripping about my legs. I'm like, damn, I might be paralyzed. That's what I was thinking.
How long were you in the hospital for?
Like 3 days.
That's it?
Yeah, like 3 days. They like, I think the next day I tried to get up and walk and it was like hurting. It wasn't bad as it was when I first got shot. I was so like, I was in shock. So it was, you know what I'm saying? But the day after my surgery, I got up and tried to walk.
Uh-huh.
I was walking around the hospital and shit. They was like, no, you can't, man. I'm like, man, I'm good. But that bitch was hurting me, but I was ready to go.
Holy shit.
You know what I'm saying? Then I had none. They had discharged me like 2 days later. After that happened, fucked around. Got back, and I had another friend got killed that same night. You know what I'm saying?
Holy shit!
So all this was going on as me rapping, blowing up and shit. Like, my song taking off. Fuck around and go to his funeral and everything happened. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting all feedback from different blogs and shit like that. Like, people reaching out. Like, now people's like trying to figure out who I am now.
Uh-huh.
I got this TikTok viral song, you know what I'm saying? That shit doing, I wasn't even on TikTok around that time either, but right. I just, like, as soon as I got on TikTok, I was already verified and everything.
Right.
So yeah, I started using the TikTok and shit. So me trying to get off probation and, you know what I'm saying, shake the street shit, taking off now. It's a little shit going on now up to this year. I caught another gun charge the same day as last year.
Right.
The same way and everything.
This shit is a trap, though, realistically, because it's like you're an up-and-coming rapper who's in the streets. You can't just be going to your show without at least having someone with you strapped up. Like, the cops are basically requesting putting a fucking death sentence on you by acting like you shouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, type shit. But, you know what I'm saying? I have security and shit, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, now that I'm getting bigger and bigger, you know what I'm saying? I got to move with security.
Mm.
But I'm free, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got the right to carry and all, so I'm not a felon or nothing like that either. So I'm good. That's a good thing.
You have the right to carry now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because I hadn't completed everything.
See, in L.A., we all think that everybody in Florida can just have however many guns they want and never get in trouble for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so this year I had caught the same charge on the same day as last year. It was crazy. January.
Do you feel like you're being really targeted, or you feel like it just got unlucky multiple times?
I can say I kind of feel like I was getting targeted, you know what I'm saying? But this one, the one I caught, this shit was in Miami, so that was just some weird shit. On the same day, same way, you know what I'm saying? But the charge got thrown out, and I beat it, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of feel like that was God, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Yeah, so now I'm free now. Like, everything happened for a reason. I look at it like, because when I went in there, like, I thought I was going to be fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Because this, like, my third violation on probation. I'm almost at the end. Like, I'm supposed to get off papers in June this year, but I got off early because, like, I keep getting these bullshit-ass charges and none of them sticking. So what's the point of we got you on probation for? You done paid everything. You done did all your community service hours. You done, like, you know what I'm saying? Everything you had to do on probation, I completed it. So it was no point of me still being on supervision and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? So they terminated it, and I got out, like, February, I want to say the 23rd. I got out the 23rd. Then everything, I just, like, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm back to what, you know what I'm saying, me trying to elevate.
Definitely. Yeah. So how do you try to stay out of trouble at this point? Like, how do you try to avoid getting into all these circumstances and shit?
Now I just try to be on the road a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like, try to stay in the studio, you know what I'm saying? Try to do all kind of, like, shit that I need to be doing instead of being in the streets. Because, like, I love being in my hood. Like, even though now that I'm away, like, I still kind of feel like I be wanting to go back sometimes, but I know what's right. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot going on in Orlando, so I gotta leave all that shit behind me.
Yeah, why do you think that Florida is so out of control? Like, there's just so, I hear about young rappers being killed out there left and right. It just, and it, even what you're talking about and having a bunch of your friends get killed and shit, like, why do you think it's so fucked up right now?
I don't know, man. I can't really say. I mean, now we all, like, I don't know. It was a time where everything was all good, you know what I'm saying, like a couple years ago. But now, I can't say. It's probably corona.
Yeah,
probably.
I was thinking that. You think it makes it worse because people, like, just aren't having as much shit that they can be doing?
Yeah, but I mean, I was already, you know what I'm saying, I was already quarantined. I told you I was on house arrest. So I don't know, like, but now that it hit the world, that shit probably fuck. I don't know. People was losing their minds probably.
And I think that a lot too about just like the rap world in general is like there hasn't been any shows and shit. So people aren't running into each other. We never hear about like much happening because motherfuckers are just staying home. But I mean, I guess like that's why you hear about a lot of people getting killed in their neighborhoods and shit.
Yeah, it's got to be some other inside shit. I don't know, bro, really, to be honest.
How do you feel you've kind of like been able to change up your musical style or like what direction you're going in? Because I feel like your stuff now, like it feels like you've got a bunch of records out right now that sound like they could be straight hits. And I wonder like how you kind of got to the point of really being that good musically.
Like I was always good at freestyling. Like I like to freestyle a lot, you know what I'm saying? Then I love writing music too. Like most of my songs that's like the ones that's hit now, like I don't say like Batman, that's a freestyle. Dress It was started off as a freestyle, but I ended up writing because the beat was so fucking hard. So I was like, nah, I can't play with this one. You know what I'm saying? But my freestyles always seem to go, you know what I'm saying? Go viral and they fuck with them. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I like to freestyle and write, but when I write, I feel like I get into like a more creative world, you know what I'm saying? And I release another side of me.
Like, so you just listen to the beat and like write out your verses like that?
Yeah, like I've been in the studio and you're letting the beat just keep on repeating itself. I put a loop on it and I just write to it like that, and that's how I come up with
That's interesting. Shit. I feel like sometimes we're so used to hearing people punch in that you really get something different when you hear a rapper go out of their way to make something
sound.
Yeah,
I kind of actually just got into the little punchy and shit like last year. I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't doing that like when I first started. I just started like doing that. But I used to go and just like freestyling. Like I could make a freestyle and they'll like, I'd be on live freestyling and they'd be like, turn this to a song. You know what I'm saying? I done heard this bitch so many times, I got it in my head now. It's not gonna lay it down on the track. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. So,
yes.
It's pretty crazy you had a song with Rod Wave like way before he popped off.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I met Rod, I wanna say, around the same year, like 2018, I wanna say, we had him did some shit. He had them reached out to me. He had them DM me, you know what I'm saying? And one of my homeboys seen it before I seen it. They was like, man, Rod Wave hit you up, go up, respond back. I'm like, oh yeah, go fuck with him. Cause I heard a few of his songs, like the Heartbreak Hotel around that time. Like that was like one of the big, like one of Florida's like known song, like that's all around Florida. But before I even knew how the fuck he even looked, I just heard of the song, you know what I'm saying? So I had him say, yeah, I'm gonna fuck with him. Like, and I had him reached out. I mean, he reached out and we had him linked up and did it. He came to Orlando. He was like, come to the studio, man, pull up on me. I'm like, all right. And that night we had made the song. So yeah, I had him pull up and fuck with him.
Definitely.
Yeah.
What, in terms of like your style, how would you describe it in terms of like what makes you a little different from the average rapper out there? Because you definitely have a bit more melody or just sort of like you seem like you have a particular talent for making shit kind of catchy and appealing like that.
Yeah, like the way I deliver and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mumble rap. I don't know how to like real deal, like, you know what I'm saying? I try to get my words through fluently, like, you know what I'm saying? I I got bars, like, you know what I'm saying? So I try to, my wordplay crazy, you know what I'm saying? So I be on some whole other shit. Like, a lot of people, a lot of rappers that's coming up, I feel like they just be like, you know what I'm saying, mumble rapping, just trying to say anything. Like, they don't even get their words through all the time, you know what I'm saying? To make it sound good. And they be fucking people heads up, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like I'm a do too much type of rapper.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? That's what I feel like, because my engineer, like, he always be like, man, simple shit always go, you know what I'm saying? But he don't be saying it like, oh, you're doing too much, you know what I'm saying? He'd be like, man, you know what I'm saying? Try to do some shit like that's real, real catchy. Like, that's crazy how you say like my shit catchy and shit. Like, I feel like I'm only good at like verses. I'm not good with hooks, but they always be like, man, your hook's crazy.
Really?
But I fuck around and like give like a whole 16 or like 24 for a hook, and they be like, nah, take some out of that and put it. And they be like, nah, man, that's too much. Like, use this simple shirt here and put it for this, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
That's what I feel like I'm a do too much type of rapper.
But whose opinion do you actually take when it comes to your music? I'm assuming not everybody can just give you an opinion and you'll listen.
Yeah, I mean, I sit down and listen, you know what I'm saying? But me and my engineer, we've been rocking since 2017, 2016 type shit. So he know what I'm good at, and he, like, you know what I'm saying? He's an engineer, so he done courted multiple artists, so he know what, how to come and how, like, he done seen what they be doing and shit. He'll try to give me a little rundown on the shit and shit like that. So, yeah.
Definitely. Okay, so in terms of your like music fandom, like when the whole SoundCloud rap shit was coming out, was that something that you were paying attention to? Because obviously, like, a huge part of those artists were coming out of Florida. Like, were you listening to X and all these guys as they were coming out?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't. Only one I was really listening to is like Kodak, but that was after Lil Boosie, Gucci Mane, and Lil Wayne and artists like them and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But Kodak was young. Yeah. Like, he's a couple of years, like, probably like a year or two older than me.
I used to always say that, like, at that time in Florida, it was kind of like the X side of things and the Kodak side of things, and it was, like, different worlds of rap in Florida at that time.
Like, I ain't really listen to X. I'm not gonna lie, I ain't really listen to him until, like, when he passed, you know what I'm saying? And then I went back and heard some of his shit. Like, I fuck with some of his shit, but it wasn't, like, really my lane. Like, some of the shit was kind of different.
You ever met Kodak?
Yeah, I met him.
How was that?
I ended up taking a picture with him on my birthday when I was like 16, I want to say.
Oh, really?
I was turning 16.
That's dope.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I had to met him at our mall inside Orlando. He had a show down there that night.
Right.
I wasn't old enough to go, you know what I'm saying? So, but it's crazy. I ran into him at the mall.
How would you describe his impact on Florida rap or just like the culture out there in general, because he's like pretty much the longest standing like big artist out of Florida?
I ain't gonna lie, Kodak kind of like he made the way. I ain't gonna lie, he made all young dudes, you know what I'm saying, feel like they could have a shot at, especially me, you know what
from
I'm
your,
saying?
Like, from that state, it yeah. wasn't like a lot of young dudes. And really, Kodak was like one of the first rappers to pop off exactly. off the internet as a street rapper with no cosign.
Exactly.
He did not yeah. have like a future saying like, oh, this is my new artist.
Yeah, type shit, you know what I'm saying? So as me seeing that, I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? I knew I could rap too. I'm like, boy, I could probably be in that position one day. And then I have so many people in my ear like, man, go for it. You know what I'm saying? So that was big. What, like, you know, Kodak, at that time, it was nobody really in the game like that young. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't listened to Lil Wayne because Lil Wayne came in when we were like 17, 18, right? Like when we were young and shit.
Oh, man, I was listening to Lil Wayne when he was like 14, but I was a fucking little kid by then. Like, he has had so many careers, really, like over and over. Like, he's like a different artist many different times.
You said 14. I ain't even know about
I'm telling you, I found, like, because I was in high school and I seen a Wu-Tang CD in the computer lab. And I love Wu-Tang at the time. I pick it up and there's a Lil Wayne CD in it. I'm like, that dude? I'm like, fuck, yeah, I guess I got to listen to it, you know? And I was like, wow, that's good.
So yeah, when Kodak came out, that shit was big.
100%. Okay, so do you feel like having lost so many people with your music and stuff, does that make it more and more important that your music is you know, speaking on behalf of all the people that you lost? Is that something that's going through your head at times when you're making music?
Yeah, all the time. I ain't gonna lie, I got a lot of little, like, you know what I'm saying, pain records, because everybody know I can talk some street shit, talk about doing this and that, but I try to, like, I be trying to sing a little bit now and shit like that, like express the way, like how I'm feeling inside and shit. Like, that's why I make all my music like to where I can make them feel me, you know what I'm saying? I always want the listener to always, like, see where I'm coming from, you know what I'm saying? Like, always be like, damn, this some deep shit. Like, he talking this shit, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Because I can rap, I can just get on any beat and just do that. But I don't know, already over, like, you know what I'm saying? Done did that already, so I'm in a different lane now. Like, yeah, I try all kind of shit when I'm rapping, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, my shit gonna be real. I ain't gonna never just, like, I can't rap somebody else's lifestyle. I always try to, like, people who like new listeners, like the ones that already know what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? I always like try to like grab the listener to, like, you know what I'm saying? They could be like, damn, this is what he's doing, like this is him, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no fake shit, it's real deal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the kind of shit I be on.
Definitely. I'm sure you're not like a totally impartial observer to all this shit, but how do you feel about all the craziness that's been going on in Jacksonville and stuff with some of these wild-ass diss songs? Crazy shit. I'm on the internet just watching videos about this shit like it's a fucking soap opera. How do you feel about it?
That shit be funny. I ain't gonna lie. I don't speak about, you know, like the dead and shit. I don't be getting that. I don't understand that part. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't got no, like, involvement into that, why the fuck you know what I'm saying? I'm not big on that, but that's them, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really too much have a say-so on about how people do shit and how they be going on, but I know what I'm on, you know what I'm saying? So I don't be on that. It's great, I guess, but I mean, I just don't fuck with it. It ain't in my lane.
So you don't like to carry out your beef super literal on music?
I mean, I done addressed some, like, a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying, that I be going through. I got a song called Address It.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was, like, on some... Like, I don't consider those songs as disses, because I ain't saying just anything. I'm speaking some real shit. Like, I'm addressing a situation about this and that. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you how it is. I ain't just saying I'm smoking this person, smoking that person. That ain't me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, to me, it's like, you know, I can appreciate that. I understand that people have real, real issues with each other that aren't going to go away anytime soon. But at the same time, like, it's just... It's hard for me as an adult to be hearing about people talking about smoking 15-year-old kids and shit, bro. It's just so demonic, and it's so hard for me to, like, even if I understand the appeal, it's just like, bro, can we just not do this? Can we be a little better than that?
Yeah, I mean, shit's crazy, bro. I don't get it.
What happened to that incident in the mall that I saw this crazy-ass video of you and the rapper K-Su, who recently went viral because he caught a body with his pops or whatever?
Yeah. That was bullshit. I mean, I never met dude, so I don't know where that came from.
You know, really? You didn't even know anything about him when that happened?
Nah, I don't even know, dude. Like, we never, that was our first time ever seeing each other, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't really too much. That shit was bullshit. That's all I can say. I mean, hey.
It was weird because in the video, you almost hear the cops kind of like saying that, you handled it right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Then I was on probation at the time. Like, niggas be trying to crash and do stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my, like, my dad's still in my life, so he gave me the, you know what I'm saying, the rundown about shit. Like, he been there every step, so I know right from wrong. You know what I'm saying? So I'm smarter than a lot of niggas. You know what I'm saying? I ain't dumb. I ain't just... Like, he was like, niggas be ignorant. I wasn't on that bullshit was going on. But I, like, you know what I'm saying? A nigga ain't finna just try to make it seem like I'm pussy or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's respect due to a dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta respect a nigga. Cause I'm always, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna underestimate nobody. And that's where that kind of probably what it was. You know what I'm saying?
But you can't just let somebody else put you in. But there's a lot of people who say that you should. But I think, like, you can't just let somebody else put you into a position where you're going to, commit a felony in a mall on camera?
Exactly.
Like, it's like, you can't just let somebody ruin your life for you.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Cause I was talking to with Ross. He said some crazy shit. He was like, don't let a $1,500 nigga, you know what I'm saying, ruin everything for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, that's some shit he said.
Because think about how much smoke Ross is probably like, basically, not even like pussied out of, but just basically ignored or just sort of like let somebody else handle it or whatever. Like, to be successful for 20 years, you're going to have to do that at some point.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. I think like that. Not a lot of like younger kids, like younger cats like my age think like that. They just going to be on some shit like, oh, I got to prove a point. I never had to prove a point by nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just me. So that's why.
Definitely. And I mean, it sounds like you've basically had a lot of different close calls where it's pretty easy for you to imagine what it would be like, you know, not getting out of prison till you're 30.
Yeah, I mean, I could have been on that timing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I used to be rough, you know what I'm saying? Like, done did all kind of shit, but now I got a little girl and shit too, so it's my first child and shit, so I be on some grown man shit. I'm only 21, but I feel like I've been grown since I was 15, you know what I'm saying? So I be ahead of shit already.
Your kid will make you think about shit different, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Like my little girl, I got to be there for her, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like if I'm not around, I'm really fucking up now.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure. Yeah. How old is your kid?
She's 2. She turned 2 in December.
Of course, I hear I'm 37 interviewing a 21-year-old and his kid's a year and a half older than mine.
Oh, shit.
I just had my first one, too, so I'm real? All geeked up, even though I waited my whole fucking life to have one.
Man, that's amazing. I ain't gonna lie to you, boy.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so where... So how did you end up in the studio with Ross, and what was that experience like?
The minor label that I'm signed to, Chameleon, Breon Prescott, you know what I'm saying? Like, he fuck with people like Ross and, like, you know what I'm saying? He got a lot of pull in the game, you know what I'm saying? So he end up having Ross pull up to come, like, listen to some music and shit. We ended up doing a song together, you know what I'm saying? So he was fucking with me that hard. He was like, yeah, this little nigga Raw, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with him.
Mm.
We ended up doing a song and shit like that. And then also Jack Harlow was in the studio too, but he was in a session, like, across the, like house. Like, I was in a different part of the house, you know what I'm saying, like recording in the studio. He was there, but he been there, you know what I'm saying, but I had done talked to him that night when Ross came. Like, we was there all week together, but we never said nothing until Ross came, because he was doing this shit, I was doing my shit, you know what I'm saying. So they ended up coming back there, and, like, you know what I'm saying, Ross came through, we were chilling and shit. I played a couple of songs for him, he was fucking with it, and then he had done ended up getting onto one of my tracks, you know what I'm saying. He sent the verse back the next morning.
Wow.
I was like, damn, that's what's up.
Did Rick Ross roll up like a king? Kind of just imagine him like entering with like there's music playing and they like roll out a carpet for him and shit. No,
he came in.
In Florida, I just feel like that's how Rick Ross is moving.
Yeah, he didn't come with an entourage. I think it was just him and like 2 other dudes. You know what I'm saying? They came in on some cool shit. You know what I'm saying? We was in there, they popping bottles and shit though. It made it look like a movie. You know what I'm saying? So it was dope.
Respect for that, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so what are you planning to do to basically, continue your career from here? You got a bunch of good records and stuff. Are you plotting on an album, or what's the idea?
Yeah, definitely an album. You know what I'm saying? I got to, I'm trying to, like, feed the streets a little more, like, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people still don't even know. The streets know who I am, but the industry, a lot of people don't know that I'm the face of those 2 viral TikTok songs, Batman and Address It. And that's what we're basically, like, focusing on now, trying to get them to, like, know who Pootie is, you know what I'm saying? Like, who made Address It? Who made Batman? You know what I'm saying? So that's what our main goal is right now. And then I'm probably finna come out with another tape or some shit like that. Like, I probably like done release in my whole time of rapping, like, this is like my third tape I'm probably gonna release, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But with the label, this is gonna be my first one.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And then an album down the line, I'm trying to just build up to where I can get to album, like, you know what I'm saying, mold type shit.
Definitely. Yeah. Has Pootie been your name since you were a kid?
Yeah. Okay. My mom gave me that shit. A lot of people ask about that. They be like, where you get that from? My mom named me that when I was like, when she was in birth. She had told me she lost a close friend the same night. His name was Pootie, and she gave me that name. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's what's up.
He died that next morning or some shit like that.
Whoa, really?
It was crazy.
That's wild. And what's the LPB?
Oh, Light Pole Baby.
Okay.
I came up with that because my grandma still stay in the same house that she been like, that my dad grew up in, you know what I'm saying? So we still got that house, you know what I'm saying? It's like a light pole in front of it. I used to have to be in before the street lights.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I used to want to still be outside the house. Like, they used to tell me, like, you know how like some kids got like, you gotta, after like a certain type of like time of the night, you gotta be in your yard.
Mm.
I couldn't leave between this light pole and that light pole. You know what I'm saying? So that's what they used to call me, Light Pole Baby, because I should stay in between them.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where I get that from.
Did they always tell you you're like a little bit of an old soul? Like, you seem a little bit more grown up than your age?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
You're very, very well spoken for your age, which is very rare for a young rapper. Like, it's just,
yeah,
it's not always that they're as this good on camera.
Yeah, all the time. That's why I said I feel like I've been growing since I was 15. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
You've done a lot growing up.
Yeah, yeah.
But seems like your career's going pretty good, and you got your head screwed on straight. So I'm rooting for you for sure. I'm fucking with the music, man.
Definitely,
for real,
man. Definitely. Yeah, appreciate it.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. All right, Pootie. I appreciate you, man, and I'm looking forward to more shit.
All right, let's do it.
Much love, LPB Pootie, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe, and NoJumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate you, man.
All right, man. Dope.
Much love.
Dope.